how do you deal with the fact that all life on the planet is related, which is exactly what evolution predicted would be the case?
Well, I believe it because I'm a Muslim and I believe what my God told me. And he created us from the earth. So that's how we and everything in here
so
are related.
If that wasn't true, how would you be able to figure it out?
Well, by examining it, scientifically,
we know that that story can't possibly make any sense.
Well, let's forget about that story. You asked me, like, how would I confirm without that knowledge that I'm from here?
No, that's not what I said at all. I said, if that story wasn't true, what I was asking was, if the story that's told in your book wasn't true, then how would we figure out it's not true?
It's like trying to figure out something true to be untrue, which is kind of hard for me to picture it, because I know it's true and we can prove it scientifically. That is
well,
true.
You can't is the thing. So basically, I mean, it's kind of the answer. I was about 50-50 on it, but so you're saying it can't be possible that what my book says is false. So you can't prove it false. I'm glad that we have that baseline. So
no, I didn't say that. I said,
yeah, you did. So anyways,
if
your God created all of the life on the earth, then what should that life look like?
Different, like now.
Yeah. Why is that?
And it works logically. And physics here work logically. Everything works mathematically, exactly. Everything has a purpose, just exactly the life on Earth. If you believe that Big Bang and everything happened just for even the probability goes so low, but let's assume that kind of chance happens.
And no, let's assume that God made the Big Bang happen, but then evolution just happened in the universe without God's help. That's what we're actually going to assume.
It should create chaos.
Poopix, stop. God created the Big Bang, but evolution just happened in the universe without God. That's what we're starting with.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
I told you. God created everything, even the Big Bang, and even the humans and everything else in the world.
So if I take a dump, is God taking the dump or am I taking the dump?
You're taking the dump.
Okay, so if I believe...
Don't you have free
will? So if one person believes in God and the other person doesn't believe in God and they watch a video of me taking a dump, is there anything at all that they're going to disagree about?
Disagree about why you're just taking a dump.
Well, one person, one person believes in God and God's the reason everything's happening, and the other person doesn't believe in God. So when they watch, if they watch a video of me taking a crap, what different conclusions are they going to come to? None, right?
Well, the one who doesn't believe in God might think you are just doing what you're doing. He might not even see it as wrong.
The guy that believes in God is going to have a unique interpretation of me taking a poop.
Yeah, he's going to have morals. He's going to think that's kind of not good, nasty.
It's not good to poop.
Yourself.
Your big butt
it's
plug.
It's good,
opponent.
But showing yourself in front of everybody. And
no, for the purposes of this hypothetical, Muhammad, police be upon him, may fuck pigs in hell, took this video.
Yo, you don't have to insult my religion like that.
I'm Let's insulting a child molester.
No, he's my prophet, and you don't have any proofs to say that. So that's insulting. And
okay, well, I promise I won't insult you. You haven't. Well, no, I didn't insult you. I I insulted your child molesting prophets, but I won't bring it up.
You shouldn't say something like that. You don't have any proofs.
Yes, I should. Anyways, so the point I was getting at with the poop video is, if you believe in God or not, then when you look at the natural world, that adds nothing to your ability to understand it at all. That was the point. I think intuitively you understand it, which is why I gave the craziest off the top of my head example I could. Now, let's apply that to life, because you're saying that this is why I said we're starting with God created the entire universe. I'm agreeing with you. God exists. God created the entire universe. Evolution is still true exactly in the same sense that scientists talk about it. Okay. Now, if you believe in God and you look at life, or you don't believe in God and you look at life, what different conclusions do you come to? I don't think there are any that you can draw. If God didn't create, so God creates the whole universe, life just comes out of the universe. What would life look like if that were the case versus what if God made all the puppy dogs and tulip bulbs and everything? What would the difference be?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
Fucking A. So we're starting with God did create the universe, but then the two different beliefs are life just came out of the universe naturally, just like the rain does. God doesn't make it rain, so we don't need to believe in God to know that, to know why it rains. So similarly, we don't need to use our belief in God to know anything about life, because it just appears in the universe naturally. Or you also believe that God created all of the life on the planet. So what would the difference look like between those two ideas?
I have a logical examples to prove that God created, and you don't, because you believe in a probability.
It would almost be interesting. What you just said would almost be interesting if that was the conversation we were having, but it isn't, and it isn't. So, anyways, the question was, I'm granting you that God exists. Fine. God created a universe. In the universe God created, it rains. But God doesn't make it rain. It's just part of the process of the universe he created. You can understand that much, right?
No, I can understand that much, but God made it.
Okay, now shut the hell up, because I'm not done yet. So, we do have a universe. According to you, there's a universe that we live in that God is a part of, but when it rains, that's just something that the universe does. God doesn't make it rain. Okay.
No, God makes it.
We can imagine that life would also appear. Shut up. We can also imagine that life would appear in this universe without God doing it, or God also made all the living things. What would be the difference? What would they look like? What would be the difference in what we would see in life between those two competing ideas?
Let me get you straight. You're asking me that I believe that God created everything, and for example, somebody else who believes that God didn't create, what that would be look like if it happens in a chance or something like that?
Not really, but go ahead and try.
So I'm trying to really understand your question. If you're
Then just be quiet and listen. Is your God all powerful?
Yes.
Then can your God create a universe, and that universe can create life itself without God? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's possible. It's also possible that your God can create the universe, and then in a separate miraculous act, he also just creates all the life. So we live in a universe with life. So how are we supposed to tell the difference between, did God make all this life all at once, or did it come out of the universe, since that is something that your God could also do? How do we tell the difference?
We look at the proofs we have. We observe.
Go on.
For instance, can I say this without you interrupting me? For instance, we look at our cells, how they operate scientifically. For instance, your cells, some cells, they renew itself in some period of time. who programmed it, and how do they know how many cells do they have to renew itself, like the bone cells, liver cells, all of these other cells, they renew itself in some period of time, and they are programmed to renew itself. And even the new cells, they go through this process that they go check and they are correct, and everything is programmed. You don't control them. So who programmed it? How does that happen in nature?
I didn't ask you, does somebody else not know the answer to something?
I'm telling you.
I'm asking you, what would it look like? What would the evidence look like?
That's one of the evidence.
No, it isn't. You didn't give me any evidence. You asserted your conclusion in your questions, and then you said somebody else doesn't know how it happened, therefore I'm right. Okay, here's my question to you. When your God created the universe, what color were his shoes when it happened?
I don't know.
Well, since you don't know, then that means that it happened naturally without God, because you have no idea what color his shoes were. Look, everywhere in the universe, wherever we see people do like things being created, there's a person wearing shoes there, right? And so if you don't know what color your God's shoes were, then that means that your God didn't create the universe.
Why would you assume God will wear shoes?
Why would you assume that our cells are programmed?
Because they happen. You can see it.
No, I didn't. Yeah, that's the question.
That's the scientific.
Why are you asserting that our cells are programmed? Don't tell me that they are programmed. That's the thing in question.
That's something we can observe.
No, you can't observe programming in cells. That's the thing in question.
How do they communicate, and how does that happen in nature?
Yeah, through positive chemotaxis. This is well known in biology. Anyways,
can evolution? Okay, I have one question for you.
No, you don't actually. So, back to the original question: your God is so powerful that it can create a universe where life just pops into that universe on its own. What would that kind of life look like? Unmute yourself and answer that question whenever you're ready.
Can you repeat the question? English your is God, not my first language.
That's totally fine. Yes. Your God is powerful enough to create a universe where life comes out of that universe without God doing it. What would that kind of life look like?
Like the life we do all the time. God doesn't make you reproduce. We reproduce.
So there we go. So all of our evidence points to that your God didn't do it, by your own admission.
No, we are creating more life on earth without God's interfering anymore.
There you go.
God only created
life. Would look exactly the way it does today if your God had nothing to do with it. So we don't have any reason to think your God did it.
Can I ask you one question about evolution?
Yep.
Yeah. How did we evolve into male and female if the first cells that ever existed in the beginning used to copy itself? Why is it now dependent on reproducing, and why it didn't make that copying a part of the life that we live? It will be much easier to reproduce.
If you buy my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions, I tackle exactly this question. On page 37, evolution would have to produce a male and female of the same species to work. I go into detail about how that process could have happened. So I'll give you like a really short example of it. Having sexual reproduction. So sexual reproduction predates biological sex. There are single-celled organisms that engage in sexual reproduction. They have, they come in different varieties. They're called mating types. And what they'll do is they'll fuse with each other. That sound effect didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And they'll combine their DNA together. And then after that, they'll split apart and revert back into different unicellular organisms. The benefit of that is because the two mating types are different varieties of the same member of the same species. They're genetically distinct from each other in certain ways. And so that creates the opportunity to blend different genes together. And because environments are always changing, if you have more genetic variety, you have more opportunities to exploit your niche in that environment and be successful.
That looks far-fetched, and anything can happen in that kind of weather.
You believe in magic. That's
early stage.
Literally
in the
anything we could ever possibly imagine works in your worldview because you believe in magic.
God is magic to you, but you still cannot explain anything because all of
explain
your
explain how God created life.
As God says,
I didn't ask you what he said.
God says it created life from the earth.
I didn't ask you to repeat the claim because that's not an explanation. Explain how God created life.
Well, how would you? I'm not God. I can't show you. All the proof I have is what God told me.
Okay, so you have no explanation. Therefore, evolution is the superior belief. Because you can't tell me how any of this stuff happened.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
You just don't want to believe.
Oh, okay.
You just want to believe whatever you want to believe.
How did God do it? Since you do know how it happened, how did it happen?
God told the angels to go get sand from all part of the world, all different sands, all different from the part of the world. And he made that sand into clay, and he made that clay an Adam, the first human.
How did clay turn into Adam?
Adam, the prophet.
How did clay turn into
God molded,
Adam?
God molded him, molded the sand.
I know. I didn't ask you who did it. I asked you how did it happen.
Him. And he blew life into him.
I didn't ask you if God blew Adam. I asked you how did clay turn into Adam.
I just told you
God. No, you told me that he blew him. I don't care about that. You're
keep insulting
garden
God
docking
prophets.
Or whatever you're talking about. How did clay become Adam?
A smart man once said.
I didn't ask you what a smart man once said. If I wanted to know the things I've said, I'd read one of my books. Okay. How did clay turn? He left. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, very instructive. Always ask them, how did it happen? The only answer is magic. And then you, in response, say, oh, okay. Well, then my answer to all your questions is it happened naturally. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.